May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 13th, 2025. And thanks for tuning in to my cosmic perspective on the accelerated global changes now going on. Oof, amazing time to be alive, folks. So I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, so I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to this update on fast-changing world news. I'll be narrating from four newsletters today that I've published over the last 3 weeks. And if you're listening to the podcast replay of the show, the links to these newsletters are in the show notes. So this is a lot of big-picture stuff with both global crisis and the Aquarian opportunity that emphasizes conscious evolution, revelations, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And the only thing we're going to take with us past this life is that which we learn in this life. So here's to more conscious evolution, revelations, easier and faster. That's my MO. Message, and I'm sticking to it. So each of these newsletters that I'll be going into is a cosmic love sandwich. We call it a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle, as in straight talking truth telling. You know, the strong meat that's peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. That's my intention, you know, a cosmic love sandwich that provides delicious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So here's to it. I'm going to these four newsletters. November 19th was a new moon in Scorpio, and I did an article newsletter on the first principles for global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word with caps of evolution. So the real global revolution is at heart, 90% conscious evolution of global humanity. With the new moon in Scorpio, that was the energy back at that time. Vision, God vision, is the highest aspect of Scorpio. I mean, Scorpio could be higher than an eagle flying into the sun or lower than the belly of a snake. But the higher aspect of it is God, love, source, vision, So the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarius, that's the highest aspect of Scorpio. So that article gets into that, the newsletter. I'll go into that after I do the newsletter published yesterday on the gift of Christ Mass Awakening. And that is what I'll go into first. And then I'll go into, like I say, the one on the new moon in Scorpio. And then the full moon in Gemini was 2 weeks after that on December 4th. And I went into the 2025 prelude to the 2026 revolution. Again, emphasizing the evolution. In other words, at that full moon in Gemini was the fullness of that, what began with the new moon in Scorpio with the vision. And Gemini is more so the higher aspect is the mind of God, you know, the mind of, you know, a higher mind, higher mental, the higher mental body, which borders the etheric, higher, you know, the spiritual etheric body. So you might say it's the mind of God. And the whole theme of the 2025 prelude to what's coming up in 2026, that is the spirit. That's kind of sums up the spirit of the vision being fulfilled with a full moon in Gemini. So anyway, I'll get into that article. And that was followed by, with the full momentum, that full moon energies, with an article on accelerated learning with real intelligence. I mean, if you're going to have the higher mind of God, love, truth, you know, source, you know, the first principles of that involve and evolve, you might say, the accelerated learning process with real intelligence, not artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a tool that can serve real intelligence, but the understanding of the conscious evolution process and with and the capability and actually the need at this time to accelerate and accelerated learning principles and processes for real intelligence, I'll hope to finish up on that. And like I say, first I'm going to go into the gift of Christ Mass Awakening, you know, basically the whole spirit of Christmas, Christ Mass Awakening, in a sense of the collective consciousness of humanity at this time of the year and at this phase on the cusp of the Aquarian age, which is kind of a cosmic Christ collective consciousness in the fulfillment of Aquarius. I'll be going into that. But first, you know, before I go into today's article, I'm going to have a cosmic weather report. You know, I have a little fun with getting to the cosmic astrology, psychology of the hour with the moon is in being in Libra, sun is in Sagittarius, and there's a very unique geometric ordered divinity, you know, basically geometrized aspects of the planets and the deep space energies that are framing the unified field energies in our solar system and Earth's quantum field as resonates in the quantum field between our ears. You know, that's what's going on now. Now, usually I get into more of the specifics of the geometry of this geometric order divinity, which is another way of saying, you know, the order of the universe as God, geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D, you know, that understanding of quantum science, quantum reality of the unified field and how energies coalesce, you know, with right dynamic energy field, round right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields, you know, there's like the threefold flame of the unified field. You know, there's these energies that are coalescing in different ways with different geometries. And it's very interesting, geometry, the kite patterns, the creative triangles, the grand trines going on in water signs and other energies right now are very unique. I don't have time to get into it because I got four of these newsletters to go into. So to sum it up, you know, this is the time of revelations, folks. I'm, you know, basically trying to step it down the best I can. And today's show, I'm going to try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some of the news that the lamestream media just won't touch, you know, fails to mention, fails to, you know, we're not going to go into this as far as if we're going to maintain the mainstream media, if they're going to maintain, you know, lowest common denominator groupthink, they're not going to give the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, you might say. So here we go. The gift of Christ Mass Awakening. Now, this is published yesterday. And it's kind of a summation, really, of the whole year, what I've been, you know, the whole theme of the year, this 2025 Global Revolution, Evolution, Revelations theme of the year, and specifically the last month. You know, I'm going to be going into the four articles, last 3 weeks, the four newsletters. I'm going to be going into, you know, this themes that I kind of sum up in this piece. So this is kind of, you might say, the table of contents that I'm going to be fleshing out when I go back into the other three newsletters. And the headline here is quote, this is like 1776 all over again. You know, this is the revelation of the week. This is like 1776 all over again. Now, I've been talking about this, you know, during the last 3 weeks in the three newsletters, but I've been talking about this all year long. But there's some specifics regarding this that are mind-blowing. I mean, it's like the parallel to 1776 and what's going on. Of course, now it's a whole global phenomenon. It's the revolution is a worldwide phenomena that's going on right now. But so I'm going into this with an understanding of this is a major revelation, but it's right before Christmas. So I want to blow everyone's mind, you know, I don't want to depress them with seriousness or, you know, get them, you know, too much food for thought where they get indigestion. You know, I'm going to basically go into kind of a, the spirit that matters above all at this time of the year, coming into Christmas. People, when they want to, they want some enlightenment, they want some inspiration. And I try and provide a love sandwich where I provide light and love on the front end and back end and strong meat in the middle. Well, I'm going to begin with this, with this, this, you might say, this is my last, this could be my last, well, it is my last newsletter before Christmas, because I have a show. When I say a last newsletter, a last narration of my newsletter before Christmas. 2 days after Christmas, I have another show where I go into more of the narration of, what's been happening. But in the meantime, this is kind of a summation in through Christmas that kind of, says it for the year. And what I'm saying, as far as the spirit that matters above all, this is a time of the year and a time of Aquarius, at the cusp of Aquarius, when Christic light, the Christ mass spirit of Christic light surges and purges. When I say I'm referring to dense, unconscious, and heartless. It purges. Light. Yes, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not, but it purges. Where light goes mainstream, at the darkest time of the year in the northern hemisphere. Of course, it's the brightest time in the southern hemisphere. But the gift of Christ mass awakening is the spirit that matters above all at this time, whether you're talking about right before Christmas or at the cusp of the Aquarian age. So the great awakening of Christ mass spirit, brings joy and great enlightenment to all. I mean, in the quantum field, we're all connected, at one moment. We are one. We the people, as united sovereigns of Earth on a global scale, talking about we got a global village in a reality as far as instant everywhere communications capabilities, but a global village, that's we we virtually have a global village, but in reality, the manifestation of a global village will be, we are one, us as the united sovereigns of Earth. So this is the heart and soul of the Aquarian quantum age, the heart, as far as the heart coherence aspect of at-one-ment, and there's the mind congruence aspect of at-one-ment or atonement at-one-ment. So the heart coherence and mind congruence, this heart is the heart and soul of the Aquarian quantum age. Now, of course, the newsletter that I'm narrating from, again, if you're listening on the podcast, you can pause the podcast and go into the footnotes where I have this article that was published yesterday, a hot link that you can actually pull it up in another window. And if you are on a computer, and you can then follow along, of course, playing the podcast. But if you follow along this first article down to this point where I talk about this is the heart and soul of the Aquarian quantum age. Aquarian quantum age is hot linked, and you can go to a whole website and understanding of what the Aquarian age looks like and how it works. So this is a unique aspect of my newsletters and my narration, is that you can create your own multimedia show, by pausing the podcast at any time and clicking on links or going and watching videos that I'm referring to in the narration. So to sum it up, there's a great awakening that's going mainstream, and this is the turning point, and Earth's evolutions at this point time that will lighten up incoming 2026. 2026 is incoming, folks, and to get some wind in our sails, that's the intention. So keep the faith, cherish the Christ spirit, and care to share, network, this for the net worth of net reality with, of love that is forgiving. This is the, this is the Christmas spirit. Love is forgiving. I don't care what religion you're in. God love, love is forgiving. So joyful Christ mass to all. Now, that's my Christmas message to everyone. And I'm going to That was in this love sandwich. That's the light and love on the front end. Now I'm going to go into the revelation of the week, where this is like 1776 all over again. So we're talking about, the battle of light and darkness. A lot of people would frame it, or you can say organized greed and, the corporatocracy versus the united sovereigns of earth. The power trips of the power elite versus we the people. I mean, it goes back to Thomas Paine, 1776, in Common Sense. He wrote that, quote, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." Well, they did back in 1776. And we are, this is the divine destiny. This is what's in process globally. This United Sovereigns of Earth thing, I mean, it's a real thing. It's already happened in the continuum, the time-space continuum. We're just not there yet in 3D. 3D is going through 4D on the way to 5D. And we're like, in the process of metamorphosis, we're between the worm, the caterpillar, and the butterfly. We're in that cocoon stage, where everything is disintegrating before it integrates. I've talked about that in the last several shows, the previous show. So anyway, this reality report, Revelation of the Week, there's a free ebook on this subject. It's called The Sovereign Revolution, Trump, the City of London, and the Battle for America's Future. Now, that's a free ebook. You can click on that link I provide. Again, if you're listening, you've pulled up the narrative and you're following along, from the link, you can see this article, The Sovereign Revolution, Trump, the City of London, and the Battle for America's Future. You can click on that and, you can pause the podcast, click on that, and you read that if you want, but I'm going to go through all of this. Of course, in the newsletter, I have the video embedded, and it's 33 minutes that you want to watch the reality report on this subject, or just the first several minutes to get the feeling of what, Mike Adams is talking about at Brycheon Broadcast News. And the key point he's making in Trump's war against London, is that, quote, "The enemy is not China, Russia, or Iran. The enemy is the British Crown and MI6. Trump is waging war against London for America's sovereign independence, just like back in 1776. Now, there's quite a story here, folks. This is big news. I don't want to take away from the Christ mass spirit of, we are one and light and love. But I want to, bring some light and love to dark places, transmute and transcend, this is all, you might say, prophecy is a warning. I'm not, this isn't necessarily a prophecy, but it's very prophetic in the message. This is the you might say, the big test that global civilization is going through right now. And this is not news to longtime listeners of Cosmic Love and, readers of my newsletter. I mean, this war has a long history going back to 1812, when the Brits invaded the capital and torched the White House in the War of 1812. This was after 1776. It was years afterwards. It was all about, to get America to set up the central banking system, controlled by the Rothschilds and the power elite back then, which they did. And the guy on our $20 bill, he was went to war with Britain and got rid of the central bank and got rid of the debt of the United States. And then, of course, this is the war of by and for the banksters to sustain a central bank that's been owned and controlled by them since their 1913 creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not federal and has no reserves. Now, most readers of my newsletters and listeners of my show know that the Federal Reserve is privately owned. It's not federal. And it's privately owned by banksters, the richest people in America, and Rothschilds, and again through Great Britain, and behind Great Britain, behind the British monarchy, are the banksters. So anyway, one of those fake Fed founders, because it's a fake Fed. It's not federal. It's privately owned. One of those fake Fed founders was Big Oil founder, the founder of Big Oil, Standard Oil, the oil monopoly was John D. Rockefeller. America's first billionaire were when there weren't that many millionaires, and he founded, this guy John D. Rockefeller. He founded modern medicine by financing 1,100 medical schools, financed them with grants, tax write-off grants to these schools, because he's such a philanthropist. So he finances 1,100 medical schools with synthetic petrochemical drugs at the core of the curriculum, because he owned the drug companies. So John D. lobbied, or you might say bribed, Congress to pass legislation in the 1910 Flexner Report that made allopathic medicine, drugs per symptom medicine, the official community standard, which is to say a monopoly, which virtually outlawed the competition as the alternative to big pharma standards. The way their PR people back then positioned it 100 years ago was this miracle medicine with these drugs for whatever ailed you. I think John D. Rockefeller's father used to sell snake oil out of the back of a wagon, and that's where he learned, how to be, ruthless and deceptive. And of course, there was petrochemicals distillates in those snake oils, and that's where he got the idea for synthetic drugs, being used for whatever ails you, the core of the curriculum of all these new medical schools. Anyway, there's an article that follows called America's Cult, the 100-year conspiracy that made your doctor a drug dealer. So I finished, I finished that little rant of mine with an article from, the truth of it's from this, a really good syndicated Substack article. When I say syndicated, I mean they've got about, I don't know, it was a half a million viewers. But anyway, it's titled America's Medical Cult, the 100-year conspiracy that made your doctor a drug dealer. So it goes on to say, the subtext here is that the system is rigged. It's designed for dependency, not healing. It's built on a foundation of patents and profits, not prevention and wellness. But people are waking up. They're asking questions. So this is followed by, this article that I'm referring to is followed by really an exceptional 8-minute reality report called Rockefeller Medical Men, Rockefeller Medicine Men. It's from the Duke Report. And the subtext here is that this video details how the crisis in modern healthcare is profoundly rooted in its interwoven history with corporate capitalism that profits from disease while creating it with toxic overload of the immune system with vaccines and then drugs to treat the side effects of the vaccines. And of course, then more drugs to treat the side effects of the other drugs. And then more drugs to treat those side effects until a lot of seniors are virtually walking pharmacies with 12 or more prescriptions. So anyway, I extended that subtext a little bit I added on to it a little bit of my own, but I mean, that's the medical, system, or I should say the disease care system that they call modern medicine. So the Rockefeller Foundation did the same bait and switch, you might say, with public education, promising a modern upgrade of standards while they again made nonprofit grants, because they're such philanthropists, underwriting social engineering models of education that emphasize what to think, woke authoritarianism, rather than how to think as an awake sovereignty. This is huge. And there's an interesting graphic, an infographic that says the world is divided into three types of people: the woke, the half awoke, and the awake. The woke are like have blind belief in authority. The half awake have a hope on authority, But the awake have no hope on authority. Basically, they're self. They have the sovereignty model of self-reliance. They own their own life, their own thoughts. They think for themselves with critical thinking skills, and they're well-informed. I mean, the half-awake can be well-informed also, but they're usually complaining about the system more than providing creative solutions to the system in their own life. So those who are awoke tend to obey authority. Those who are half-awoke complain about authority, you know, and then those who are really awake, they take action to break through from external authority and live their internal authority as co-creators and God love source. I mean, when you're really awake, you know, you're fully conscious, so to speak. Your life going to be, you know, directed, shaped by first principles of, you might say, the upward mobile path of anyway, there's an article, a video that follows this infographic that speaks for itself better than I just did. And there's an enlightenment video on the underground history of American education, because I've been talking about the, you know, how Rockefeller, how they basically sabotaged education from how to think to what to think to make good workers in their mechanized society back at that time. That was, you know, the mechanization model back at that time. And this article, this video, it's an 8-minute video, and it's by the, again, it's a Duke Report video, which are really exceptional. You can subscribe to those Duke Reports for free on Substack. And they're phenomenal. You get them about every day, and they're usually about a video about 6 to 8 or to 10 minutes, is a, you know, general rule. And this one's by John Gatto, he's like a legendary school teacher. And it goes into his intimate investigation into the problem of modern schooling. Brilliant overview of the whole education system. And of course, now we're living in an age now with the internet where the whole concept of self-education, you know, you can learn whatever you want to know, whatever you want to know about anything, anytime. And you can specialize in any field and just, you know, go deeper. And you can pretty much, if you know yourself and you know what you really want to know, you can learn it online pretty much. If you learn how to use good search engines and some of the advanced AI as a tool. But this is a whole background story of why modern education, as we've known it, is history and whole new models of sovereignty with self-education, just like self-healing and self-government of any kind, you know, sovereignty, you know, the whole sovereignty model is coming into play here. So this is a good overview video. This is followed by an article, a reality report, I call them, reality report on the current high-tech tyranny tactics that's going on, you know, with the digital control grid. And I've written about this in numerous newsletters. It's good to understand. This is an exceptional article. It digs deep into the fine details of technological tyranny. Now, a lot of people don't even know this exists and that they're setting up a digital gulag, and they're doing it ever so slowly. It could be just the opposite. It could be liberate us rather than enslave us. Of course, the awareness of what they're doing now that is in a direction of control rather than a liberation is of concern. And as we become conscious of the concern, you know, the serious concern, it's more likely the collective consciousness or the collective conscience will check and balance, you know, the high-tech tyranny that's going on with a lot of the big high-tech organizations regarding digital money and digital ID and digital social credit system. So this too shall pass, you know, all that, you know, the tyranny tactics are up for transmutation. You know, this is all part of the confusion in the cocoon, you might say, while the disintegrating of the old order and before the integration of the new order. There's a lot of confusion right now. This too shall pass. In the Aquarian scheme of things, we will see high-touch, high-tech, highly personalized, individualized, customized high tech that, you know, high tech AI will serve humanity. It will serve individual, personal growth, health, and development. And it'll have heart coherence standards. Now, heart coherence is actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. This is the quantum science of it. Dan Winter's been brilliant in explaining all that. He pioneered the whole science of heart coherence that heart math has picked up and run with. So this heart coherence standard will be a function of the what I call a hardware interface. Hardware is the interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but actually creating a unified field that represents the three, four, and five dimensions of conscience with a, you might say, a cosmic cube from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, scales with light, language, brightness, scale, color, spectrum, depth of field, that orient, you might say, the collective unified field conscience at any one moment of a real-time presentation, a live presentation, or a replay where you can see how the collective consciousness came together at that point. On a you know, free will, you know, volition basis, you know, as far as well-informed choice goes, and how that process works, you know, basically, we're talking about a vision of, you know, coalescing a collective conscience with a heart and the unified field of consciousness within any social network. And this is the whole concept of Heartware and the Heartware Project that I've been writing about all year, emphasizing it. This is the time for this concept to reach critical mass with enough good people to bring it into the physical of how conscience can be cultured with tools and techniques that we have now. And I've been talking about this for the last 50 years since I gave a presentation on this in 1974 to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building. I gave this presentation regarding how the technology at that time could be used. You know, this was a three-day futurist summit, and I would give a keynote address because I lectured on this at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies workshop that summer. And I mean, I've been working on this for 50 years, folks. You know, the how this model works, light language and love codes as far as cosmic law frames of reference for creating a frame of reference, you know, a universal law language coordinates that correspond to, might say, the cosmic cube between your ears from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, a unified field of light, of conscience, individually and collectively, and how we can bridge that gap with this unified field language of consciousness for involving and evolving our individual and collective social conscience in our global social networks, you know, our ubiquitous social networks. So I go into a little bit here on cultural creatives. I'm just kind of summing, again, I'm summing up, you know, a year's of, I think about 85 newsletters by I've done so far this year. And I consistently talk about who the cultural creatives are on the internet. You know, the 1% to 3% of those networking on the internet whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. These are cultural creatives networking for the net worth of net reality. You know, the currency of conscience. The currency of conscience is the new currency for the next economy in Aquarius, which will be based on the economics of abundance rather than the economics of scarcity, because we have the technology to provide extraordinary abundance, including extraordinary conscience with a capital C, as in collective Christ conscience, you know, conscience, unity consciousness, you might say, or unified field consciousness, or I call it TLC. Reset consciousness, because we're talking about a TLC reset with telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. You know, there's a whole dimension of TLC, you might say, of tender loving care with heart coherent networks where the standard is heart coherence at the heart of mind congruence. You can't have real mind congruence without heart coherence. You know, otherwise, it's one or another aspect of duh, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless. And again, a lot of people are not conscious of how they're not conscious. The ego, is in the way. And of course, getting the ego out of the way is the solution to, you know, for all cultural creatives who really want to serve others. You know, they get their ego out of the way. They don't become self-service and selfless as much as they become self-reliant and selfless in service to others, in service to others. That's the key to cultural creatives is service to others with the currency of conscience and culturing conscience. Anyway, so I have a little definition there with a hot link in this article on Christ mass gifting. And one of the keynotes there is the understanding of not just who cultural creatives are, but who initiates are. And I have a hot link on a whole, on initiates and communicants and adepts. You know, the understanding of basically light workers. There's all kinds of different light workers, light weavers, light servers. So initiates, they initiate reality-based social networking, coming into unity for real community. When I say reality-based social networking, there's a lot of unreality-based AI out there. Most AI out there is actually using information from mainstream sources that want to maintain lowest common denominator thinking, and that's not reality-based. It's programmed, limitation-based. Network. So reality-based social networking is utilizing basically a higher standard of conscience and of artificial intelligence, but specifically becoming conscious of how you are conscious, how one is conscious. And this is like, you know, basically getting a more perspective, you know, it's like the beginning of wisdom is to know thyself. Becoming more conscious of how you are conscious with the language of consciousness. So understanding and appreciating that light language and the language of consciousness for understanding what is real in the light of, you might say, consciousness that always prevails. So communicants then communicate this conscience currency. They, you know, there's one thing to initiate it and to investigate it and explore, you know, this whole thing of a whole new paradigm in thinking of unity and diversity as, you know, as community in our social networks. Communicants really get that, and they're communicating. They're basically culturing conscience currency, you know, the currency of conscience for building real community. Through again, interactive telecommunications. And adepts, the understanding of adepts, and these are all links. Initiates, communicants, and adepts have more of an explanation of this in the founders program. Founders as far as those who are founders of the alliance, you know, more light and love, easier and faster worldwide. Adepts are those who master the TLC frequencies of coherence, TLC in all aspects I've referred to, mainstreaming local and global TLC reset. So there's a lot of people talking about different types of reset, the great reset, the reset of our social, political, and economic institutions, what that'll look like and what that will work with, how that will work. And specifically, you know, a TLC reset as far as, you know, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, the dimensions of TLC as far as the spirit of Christ mass, whereby love is God, is forgiving. God is love, is forgiving. I mean, in third grade, 9 years old, God is love. This is the spirit of Christmas. God is love and is forgiving. Forgiving 70 times seven, for giving, you know, the spirit of giving, not getting, you know, and so more light and love, easier and faster. An adept masters those frequencies. So you have initiates who are basically initiating and exploring this reality of unified field, you know, conscience, of unity and diversity, economics of abundance with abundant consciousness above all, above it, abundant conscience. You know, when I say, you know, we are one, you know, the whole spirit of unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, on the great seal of the United States, initiates, initiating that, and then those who are communicants, who they're, the, you know, it's, they've got it. They're the cultural creatives who are networking for the net worth of net reality, you know, with whereby the currency of conscience, culture's conscience. You know, we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collective with a conscience, unified field conscience. And the, again, the adepts are masters at this, mastering these frequencies of coherence, unified field conscience at the heart of global, local and global TLC reset, you know, mainstreaming the masters of frequency, of coherence, of TLC. So that, again, is my, that's my Christmas message. And the soul is hungry for this understanding, you know, the truth of one's own being. You know, and I, when I talk about conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, I'm talking about, you know, becoming conscious of how one is conscious, you know, bringing light to dark places within one, within oneself. You know, this is, again, back to the ultimate meaning of survival as the thrival of ultimate meaning, value, and purpose, whereby God is love, is forgiving, the heart of our humanity. And again, it's not rocket science. I love the quote by Dr. David Hawkins from his book, The Eye of the Eye, where he says, quote, "To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God. And to know God is to understand love." Real simple, folks. Now, if you want to go deep, and the greatest, you know, opposition to spiritual evolution, I think it was Jesus once said, comes from the nearest and dearest within one, within one's own self, you know, the shadow of oneself. So shadow work and understanding the shadow. There's a great video here from, you know, regarding Jung on the cost of awakening. Carl Jung is like considered the father of modern psychology. And this is a wonderful video. If you can take the time to watch this or parts of this and go back to this, this is, you know, the greatest opposition to one's spiritual evolution is quite as those of your, so to speak, own household or within yourself that has a limited concept of you that's not real. This is the shadow self within oneself. And within others that get projected on oneself. And the understanding of all this is brilliantly, beautifully explained in this video by Carl, by way of Carl Jung. It's from an organization I'm not familiar with. The byline of the video says, again, the subject of the video is, and I can't emphasize this enough, that the cost of awakening is death of illusion. And the byline of this video goes, in this video, we journey into Carl Jung's profound exploration of what he calls the sleeper's paradise, whereby the ego's illusions dominate our lives and the shadow lurks in the unconscious, urging us to awaken. So this is brilliant shadow work. You know, this video is a brilliant understanding of shadow work with the, you know, understand, you know, the basically exposing, becoming conscious of how you're conscious as far as the ego's illusions that dominate our lives. So this is a great way to become conscious of how you're conscious. You might say to get centered and connected with the, with the Christ, the Christ mass spirit, is to get the little me ego out of the way, to get the shadow of oneself out of the way. And of course, it's the shadow ones within oneself, the ego within oneself, that reacts and reflexes with the ego interjections or projections of others. So it's great to do shadow work on oneself to get clear from a Christic conscious perspective. Because we can't have Christ mass consciousness till we have individual conscience of a more enlightened nature. You know, the angels of our better nature is the true heart coherence that is the heart of mind congruence. Anyway, there's a quote by Jung that follows that I think is exceptional. And the quote is that, quote, "All that I have learned has led me step by step to an unshakable conviction of the existence of God. I only believe in what I know, and that eliminates believing. Therefore, I do not take this existence on belief. I know God exists." He doesn't believe it, he knows it. You know, this is Carl Jung. Great quote. You know, I can't concur more. You know, God is the real deal. So my final note from this newsletter is, you know, from the beginning, these newsletters have been devoted to shadow work, you know, making conscious what is unconscious, as well as light work, you know, culturing higher conscience, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster. So anyway, I spent a lot on this newsletter that was just published yesterday. And I'm going to go back, like I said, to the one on the first principles for global revolution that I gave, you know, back about 3 weeks ago. And this is the theme that I've talked about before of metamorphosis. The metamorphosis that's going on in civilization right now is the dynamic, you might say, the dynamic process of, as the high state transmutes and transcends the deep state. In other words, there is a process, sometimes refer to it as matriculation of the matrix of reality. And the matrix is basically has gone very quickly, it's changed very quickly with the new medium of communication, whereby the medium, as Marshall McLuhan said, is the message. And the media went from, you know, we just take the analogy of just the computer internet revolution. You might say the original computers were these giant mainframes, you know, filled up a whole room, that, you know, was the hardware. It was the hardware for computers. And then you had, you know, from hardware, we saw the evolution to where software was the emphasis and went from IBM to Microsoft. Of course, Microsoft still used the hardware of those IBM computers, but the software revolution made possible the personal computers, you know, the desktop computers. And the consciousness changed very dramatically with these tools. Small business thrived all across the United States, and it's still on every small business that depends on them today. But then the next big evolution in the computer internet revolution was a netware. So it went from hardware, software, netware, where the internet connected, you know, it became a global village. The whole world was connected. Now that really accelerated everything. You know, it basically accelerated above all, you know, the unity consciousness. You know, like the whole world was watching the whole world in real time. You know, the instant everywhere interactive internet, that just changed everything and blew everyone's mind. And now we're at the phase where it's this whole, you might say, revolution created by the internet. It's like the cocoon stage. You know, the transmutation from caterpillar into a butterfly. We're like in the cocoon stage where there's this whole disintegration of all the walls in the mind, you know, nation states, or, you know, countries, and it's like a global village now. You know, we're all connected. And so there's this disintegration of the old paradigm, And the integration of the new paradigm I define as a process of involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with hardware. So the hardware is the next phase of the computer internet revolution. That's where we're at now. And this is a real thing that's going on. And the key thing with hardware is intertech. It's like high touch, high tech. The intertech, it's, the navigating the internet, of how we're all connection, our global connection with a universal interface for mass to mass interaction in a process of 4 to 5D metamorphosis. Now, I'm on this article on first principles. It's in the footnotes of the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast. And the whole point is, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, we call butterfly. We're in transformation. This is the time we are now in that's been called the time of trials on earth, or the judgment day. The time of the great purification, the end of this creation, the quickening, the end of time as we know it, the shift of the ages. I mean, it's foretold that the completion of the procession of the equinox brings regeneration to earth, offering awakening to all open, willing hearts. And many people have spoken of these last days of the great cycle, including the Maya, the Hopi, the Egyptians, the Kabbalists, the Essenes, the Quero elders of Peru, the Navajo, the Cherokee, the Apache, the Iroquois Confederacy, the Dogon tribe, and the Aborigines. I mean, we're talking about a time that's been prophesied for a long time, and this is the astrology and the mass psychology of the quantum field dynamics initiating Aquarius. In other words, this is all foreordained, etched in stone as far as the cosmic cycles and energies, manifesting at this time. And shaman and prophets and messengers and wise men throughout history, the shaman, wise men, visionary mystics in all times of history could see this coming. If they understood astrology, psychology, they could see the patterns in the heavens, but it's whether they could see it or not, it's all part of the quantum field, so they can tap into it in different ways, whether they called it, the quickening or the jubilee or the shift of the ages or whatever they called it, the end of the world as we've known it, and because things are changing very fast. So this is the astrology and mass psychology of quantum field dynamics that are initiating the Aquarian dispensation. And I'm going to have to wrap it up in a few minutes. So I'm just going to touch on these other two newsletters. One was from about a week ago, was the 2025 prelude to 2026 celebration of the American Revolution. Now, in this newsletter, I went into the Ken Burns series of videos on the American Revolution and how you could watch them for free, and I provided the links on them. Those were amazing. Those are really amazing. But that kind of leads up to this understanding of what's going on with the same deep state empire tyranny today. Now they're getting away with mass murder. I mean, readers of my regular reality reports are well aware that global pharmacide, pharmaceutical, vaccine and Gaza genocide are the elephant in the room. They're a highly censored subject that is so evil, it's virtually unthinkable for people of good conscience. I mean, there's a lot of truth in the quote about knowing who rules over you as those who you are not allowed to criticize. I'll cuss and discuss the subject, but the flames kindled on the 4th of July, 1776, have spread over too much of the globe to be extinguished by the feeble engines of despotism. That was Thomas Jefferson back in 1776. There's basically the flame of freedom's going global, folks. We're on the cusp of it. We're in the beginning of the initiation of a great transformation, transmutation of civilization. And it's not going to be easy, and things aren't going to lighten up very much. I don't think things are going to be pretty intense, pretty heavy, you know, from my understanding, astrology, psychology, and the cycles, until about March, the spring of the year, you know, until about March. There's going to be, it's going to, you know, hold on to your hats, folks. You know, we're on a roller coaster with global, you might say, crisis chaos management, crisis capitalism is coming to a head. I would not be surprised if a major false flag in before March, before maybe even the first of the year. You know, we'll see. We're at a very critical time, so keep the world in your prayers. I mean, you know, a lot of the material I provide gives you some serious food for thought, but also it's like for those who are prayer warriors, it gives you basically target practice for your invocations of, you know, ruby fire into the cause and core of all that is less than divine, God, love, source, I am, presence, etc. So anyway, thanks for listening today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution and higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. I mean, we got five more years to go. We're just at that turning point, folks. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or maybe every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.